I think everybody has to be inspired by something. I think one secret to success for a man is to believe in something that's greater than you. I see my children, and I realize that that's the purpose of my whole existence. The children look at you, especially at this age, and they see you almost like a god. But I think at the same time, that's why I always temper it with learn from my mistakes. I'm willing to try to keep improving.
He's constantly moving forward. I see it in him, I see it in my daughter, I see it in our kids. There's people that are just born with that and people that aren't, and he's just born with it.
You wanna see how I won my second fight? So now you go the Americana, right? So now you slide your knee up towards his head. So you go there, Cage defends it, tries to get his other hand in there. Hook, hook. There you go. Boom. Feet spike to the mat. There you go. Knees pinched. Thumb control. Plus. I know that I have three little minds that are watching how I'm approaching the situation. 2 years off, fighting a guy who's a legendary guy, in front of thousands of people. They can see somebody who actually put some skin in the game. You guys good? Go home, get some food.
I just love him to death.
We're over to Drysdale Jiu-Jitsu here in Las Vegas, and Robert is one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in the world.
He's easy to coach. He'll listen to you, and he absorbs information like a sponge. I've never seen anything like it. I've met maybe three people my entire life who can learn something as quickly as Frank Mir can. He's like Neo in the Matrix. He just absorbs that information. It's on his mind. Boom, he'll pull it off in the fight, and I've seen him do it. Boom, pause. Now, right when they're coming up, because now if this guy, the second he hits the ground, he wants to bridge. I want you to meet his bridge with your own bridge. So boom, hip in.
It's very surgical. It's like a surgeon going out there and performing, you know? You know what you have to do one step leads to the next, and it's a transitional game.
Ooh, there we go. Even your left hand can go across too. Oh, look at that. You feel it?
Yeah.
This is the most important fight in his career. I just can't see anyone stopping any one of Frank's submissions. Once Frank gets a hold of any of them, he's gonna break something.
Just show him what's up. There we go, Frank, good. Good recovery, Frank. Up, 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 breathe, breathe. Hands free, heads free. That's you, Frank. Nice, spin the hips. Good job, both you guys. Good job, beautiful.
And 30 seconds on boxing back.
30.
30 seconds workout, 30 seconds on the boxing stack.
The thing about Fedor, when you get to know him, he's funny. He doesn't let people know that he understands English. He understands English.
You don't need the fame. You don't need the money.
Wait, I need
But he cares about the sport of MMA, and he cares about the people that are doing it in Russia. He has his own team, and you look at his team, he's got some studs on his team. One of them fighting in Bellator is Vadim Nemkov. We're talking about a guy who is going to be champion.
Потому что Федор показывает в боях характер, характер русского человека, несгибаемый. Как бы ни проходил бой, Федор никогда не сдается и бьется до последнего. Посмотреть его бои, в этом убедиться можно.
They all revere him like he's a god. When he says something, they do. What they're giving back is they're giving back enthusiasm.
Go now, a little bit, speed up.
Physically, Fedor is way, way up now. I never see him perform like this before. He's very eager to have this fight and win this fight. So, Frank, watch out.
Ну, конечно, я хотел бы победить. И, конечно, хотел бы привести сюда пояс. Опять же, конечно, я буду стараться все сделать для этого, и моя команда. Но там как Бог даст. Для нас это очень важно.
Do it here, 4,000 feet up in the mountains. Imagine when that cage door locks in Chicago that night against Fedor, how much faster is his hands going to move? How much more confident is Frank Mir going to be going in there?
This fight with Fedor is really important. How do you want to go out? What's your legacy? How do you want to be remembered? This is it, Frank.
I like battle. I like combat. I like pushing myself. I like being in those scary moments that other people want to shy from. I hope to Fedor then his people translate this and understand it. If you walk in the cage with me, until you put me out or until that bell rings, I'm looking for a way to take you out. I want to choke you unconscious. I want to knock you out. I want to make sure that there is no question whether I beat you or not. I don't want the judge's decision. In fact, it's funny, I hear people say, you know, many of my opponents have said in the past, you know, well, I won't tap. I'm like, that is awesome. I'll pay you extra not to tap. It makes a much better highlight reel.
And like that,